Well, this last Friday was the 24th commencement exercise at Texas Tech University, to which I have been rather pointedly invited by the provost and all the rest of the faculty. And it was the 23rd of those 24 invitations that I again declined by my apathy and absence. 2 years ago, I went largely at gunpoint because it's just not my thing. I know it's fun and it's important if you've got somebody there that you love, but it's 2 hours worth of, well, you get the idea. Which isn't to say I know nothing about commencement. In effect, I thought, I'm giving a commencement address every Sunday. You know, it's the start of a week, we're commencing forward, and if there's something inspirational or insightful or in any way something useful to bring to bear on real life, well, that's kind of my job. And I've often said if they actually let me speak at the Tech commencement, I'll go, because I'm all about being the center of attention. But I think it's useful, especially since we happen to have a graduate here, that I just articulate the idea that we're all commencing today into another phase of our lives. I mean, it's not the dramatic crossroad of going from high school student to high school graduate and beyond, but, you know, there are transitions that occur throughout our lives, from childhood to adulthood, from single to married, and so on, you know. So I've got some ideas on what we might be about commencing today. Now, I think the best commencement address ever given was given in the Bible by Jesus to St. Peter. And the best part about that commencement address is it's 3 words long. That's it. At the very end of his life on earth, after the resurrection and right before the ascension, he takes Peter aside and eyeballs him and says, "Do you love me?" 3 times, which is an interesting parallel to the 3 times Peter denied him. And Peter, of course, affirms that, and then Jesus gives the commencement address. Feed my lambs. Feed my lamb. That's it. Well, what do you mean by that? Figure it out. Feed my lambs. Well, let's work on figuring it out. I think lambs need what we have. We just have to know how to make that connection. Lambs need, I think, first of all, what I would call qualified leadership. Qualified leadership. Now that is a tricky word, because qualified doesn't necessarily mean credentialed. To qualify or to qualify something is to build in a contingency. Now, that's not often the way we think about qualified, but it's to build in a contingency. I will give a qualified assessment of this, that, or the other thing. Well, that's useful. And I only know this after having spent 40 years of being a part of transitions in other people's lives and experiencing a lot of my own. You set a goal, you keep your eye on the prize, and suddenly you realize there's a mid-course correction that needs to happen here. So yeah, set your eye on the prize and lead, but lead by example and feed his lambs with qualified leadership. Let's take that mid-course correction and show others how you make something work, maybe right after something just fell apart. Leadership by example, feeding his lambs, commencing today, is qualifying our leadership approach. We might be wrong. And if we are, we'll figure it out together. Qualified leadership. Secondly, I think lambs, all of us lambs, need to be heard. We need someone to listen. There's a very crucial distinction between listening to somebody and waiting for your turn to talk. How often do you find yourself in the presence of somebody who's speaking, and you're listening, but what you're more doing is rehearsing your next speech, right? Sometimes you need to hear and really understand what's what before anything you say makes any difference at all. Now, in my line of work, I get asked a lot by other people, well, what do I say when I'm at a funeral? What do I say when I'm in a hospital? What do I say when I'm at a wedding? And I have learned this the hard way repeatedly, that what you say means almost nothing. The fact that you're there and that you are willing to listen to what the person has to say is a way of feeding the lambs. You feed by listening, because lambs need to be heard. So take a breath the next time you want to give that speech you've been rehearsing while somebody else is talking, or maybe more commonly, if less dramatically, it might be useful to take a breath before you hit post on Facebook or before you hit send on that email, because you may not have heard enough. Listen. Take a breath. Feed his lambs, commencing today, by listening. Lead by example and be ready for the mid-course correction. Listen. And finally, understand and defer to others' needs. There are times when the needs of others are apparent to us, and we react to the needs of others by exercising our need to be needed. Get how that works? Whose needs are being met here is a useful question. I learned this lesson the hard way, and it cost me quite a bit early on in my ministry. I was a pastor of a church in a town of 20,000 or so. And what we thought was the unthinkable, and was actually pretty close to the unthinkable, actually happened. There was a school bus accident that we had heard about out in the county. And the hospital implemented its disaster plan. And that involved calling in some clergy and other counselors and so on to be ready for whatever fallout was going to happen with this. Well, I breakneck speed to the hospital in my car because I had specialized fellowship training in hospital chaplaincy. I know all about this. So I get in there and in effect start taking over. In the face of and over the top of the hospital chaplain, whose job it was to be in charge, and who was a friend of mine, and after that day was still a friend, but somewhat qualified. Get the idea? My need to assert my expertise and ability far outweighed the needs of the other staff, and probably the needs of the patient. It's a useful question to ask when you're offered the opportunity to help. Whose needs are being met here? And how can I help the ones who need what I have more than my need to give it? Feed my lambs. Walk with and be ready to change course. Listen and really listen before you speak. And defer. None of us are consistently good at any of this, and that's good news, because the best part of this commencement address, where Jesus says to Peter, feed his lambs, is that he doesn't ask for Peter's resume, and it's a good thing Peter doesn't have to give it, because his resume is pretty shabby. Now, Peter is the first pope. He is the architect of the Christian faith. And he is a galactic and colossal failure. Now, I read a lot of resumes and vitae of prospective faculty members. I write lots of letters of recommendation for students who give me their resumes and so on. And I know how to write a letter that's unqualified and positive. I also know how to write a letter that dooms people with faint praise, you know? And here's the thing. When you're reading resumes and so on, it doesn't take much to come through to get that resume pushed to the back of the pile. There's enough highly qualified on paper that a lot of people get aced out. Peter would have gotten aced out immediately if Jesus was reading his resume and didn't know it. He failed galactically right after Jesus gives him the keys to the kingdom and understanding what Jesus is about. He tries walking on water and makes it about 20 feet and then gets scared and Jesus has to fish him out of the drink. And metaphorically, how many times have you had to be fished out of the drink, right? And then, of course, he denies him three times at the end of his life. I don't know him. Get away from me. I want nothing to do with him. And yet the last thing Jesus does is he says, feed my lambs. But he says one other thing first. He says to Simon Peter, a rhetorical question because he knows the answer. Simon Peter, do you love me? You love me? Yes. Love me? Yes. You know I love you. And it's on the basis of Peter's love for Jesus that Jesus sends him out to feed. As Peter is loved, he understands how to be a conduit of love. And his resume and his successes don't matter. So I would say, commencing today to all of us, to Darcy, our graduate, walk with the people who love you. They will support you when the road takes a turn you don't expect. Listen and learn. And make sure when needs are to be met, they're the needs of others. Because then you will know, first of all, that you are loved and that you are a conduit of his love. Commencing today, we take what he gives and pass it along. His love to feed his lambs. Amen.